The Eureka Loggers were crowned North Coast Section champions in boys basketball for the first time in program history over the weekend, as an impressive postseason for the HDNL teams continued this week. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the history-making Loggers and how the three remaining local high school teams fared in the state playoffs this week in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including why it was a big week for both Cal Poly Humboldt basketball teams, some big wrestling news, some college baseball and softball updates, and where one local standout is taking his talents after his time at CO. But first up, it was a memorable week for the Eureka boys basketball team. The number 2 seeds in the NCS Division 5 bracket capped an impressive run through the section playoffs with a hard-fought victory over top seed Sonoma Academy in Saturday evening's championship game. After three straight home playoff wins, head coach Jimmy Rogers and his players headed to Santa Rosa to take on the Coyotes in the bracket final and came away with a 58-52 win. The Loggers led for much of the game, but a 12-0 run by the Coyotes saw them open up a 5-point lead late in the third quarter, and it appeared as if the momentum had swung. But with history beckoning and their backs to the wall, the Eureka players would answer the call down the stretch and secured one of the biggest wins in program history with a big fourth quarter. Sophomore guard Kyle Giacconi scored a team-high 19 points in the win, including 12 in the opening half, while junior teammate Xavier De La Rosa added 17 points, all of them in the second half. The Loggers continued to roll in their state playoff opener on Tuesday night. They tipped off the Division 5 NorCal bracket with a 75-67 win over Fortune Early College in Eureka before hosting Weed in the quarterfinals on Thursday. However, the Loggers would lose to Weed to end their season, falling 59-52. The Ferndale girls also reached a section final over the weekend. The number 2 seeds in the Division 6 bracket traveled to Antioch to play top seed Cornerstone Christian and lost 69-50. It was the fourth time the two schools faced off in a section decider in the last 5 years, with two championships each. The Cats secured D6 NCS titles in 2022 and 2025. Despite the weekend loss, the Ferndale girls advanced to this week's state playoffs and opened with a hard-fought 50-41 win over Sacramento Adventist at Ferndale High School on Wednesday night. Senior standout Tinley Pigeon had a milestone night in the win, scoring 10 points to give her 1,000 career points at the varsity level. That win sets up a rematch with Cornerstone Christian in Saturday night's Division 6 semifinals, which will be played in Antioch. Rounding out a busy week for the HDNL teams, the St. Bernard's girls bounced back from a section semifinal loss to Miramonte with a comfortable 74-50 win over Mission San Jose last Friday night to secure their place in the state playoffs. After receiving a number 14 seed in the Division 3 NorCal tournament, the Crusaders traveled to Salinas on Tuesday to play number 3 seed Alisal and stunned the Trojans 51-48 to advance to the bracket quarterfinals. On Thursday night, their memorable season finally came to an end with a 56-43 loss to number 11 Menlo Atherton. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams also enjoyed big weeks. On Saturday afternoon, the Humboldt women capped a very impressive regular season with a 78-68 win over Cal State San Marcos. The victory was the team's 8 straight and secured the number 2 seed and a first round bye for this week's CC2A tournament in Pomona. The Jacks closed out the regular season with a record of 20-8 and were 18-4 in conference. The 8 game winning streak is the team's longest since 2019, and the 20 win season is the Jacks' first in over a decade, dating back to the 2014-2015 season. The Humboldt men also qualified for the conference tournament, securing the number 3 seed after back-to-back wins over Monterey Bay and San Marcos. In local high school wrestling, meanwhile, it was a big week for three HDNL wrestlers. Arcata freshman Taylor Bell and Del Norte brothers Wyatt and Thunder Lewis all qualified for the state championships, and all three represented the league well. Wyatt Lewis, a junior, won his first 4 bouts to qualify for the 157-pound final, but lost to Bailey Holman out of Poway High School by a score of 4-1. It was the third straight year the Del Norte standout placed at the state tournament. His older brother, Thunder, a senior, also had a good tournament, winning his first three bouts to reach the 126-pound semifinals before losing to the eventual champion in the bracket, Paul Ruiz, out of Buchanan High School, by a score of 7-5. Thunder would respond with two straight wins to clinch third place, and this was the fourth straight year he placed at the state tournament. Bell, meanwhile, was making her first appearance at the state championships and finished 3-2 to place in the top 12 at 110 pounds. In local college baseball, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods continued to struggle last week with three losses to Feather River, falling 18-0, 7-5, and 15-2. With the three losses, the Corsairs dropped to 2-16 on the season and 0-5 in the Golden Valley Conference. The CR women fared better in a non-conference softball doubleheader at Chabot College on Tuesday, sweeping a high-scoring doubleheader with 21-17 and 14-5 victories. The speedy CR women lead the state with 72 stolen bases. They are 7-8-1 on the season as they get set for their conference openers at Lassen in 2 weeks. The Cal Poly Humboldt softball team also was in action over the weekend, traveling to Tracy to compete in the NorCal crossover tournament and finishing 3-2, including three straight wins over Northwest Nazarene, Simon Fraser, and MSU Billings. The Jacks are now 8-11 on the season, and they will return to action next Friday when they open conference play with four games at San Francisco State. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, on Tuesday, College of the Redwoods sophomore outfielder Tyson Bragg signed his letter of intent to play baseball at New Mexico Highlands later this year. Bragg is a former McKinleyville Panther who plays center field for CR and leads the team in batting with a .351 average this spring. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.